Washington, D.C. may be getting set to roll the dice on online gambling. Our colleagues at the New York Post saying momentum is building to legalize internet betting as a way to bring in extra revenue, and a bill could come before Congress by the end of the year.
Matt Welch, editor-in-chief for Reason Magazine, says ending the rules against online gambling, you know what, it just makes fiscal sense. He's with us now. Matt, so make your case.
Basically, why should we be prohibiting any activity between consenting adults that hurts nobody? I mean, just on a basic freedom level, it doesn't seem to make any sense to me that you outlaw someone who wants to play online poker with his pals or his pals overseas. The fiscal case is even more clear. If anything, we are driving this activity either underground and illegal, or we're just letting all that money flow in the coffers of foreign governments and foreign companies. If you want to retain that money and allow for the natural development of something that Americans seem to love to do, repeal a prohibition already.
And I would assume you'd be fine with taxing this, and that way you get the revenue from it.
Well, I mean, all activity is taxed in this country, so that would be another activity that would be taxed. So,
okay.
Sure,
but
I,
Matt,
don't necessarily want to levy a huge tax on online gambling. Yes.
Matt, I'm not against this at all, because I really don't care. I mean, they're hiding it now, so this has been a huge battle for a long time. The question becomes, when you talk to people who are vehemently against this, they say there's gambling addiction, and it's a huge problem. And if you can't even have it be seen, say, for example, in a casino in Vegas, people will be in their parents' basements on computers playing all night and getting themselves into horrific debt, that becomes a huge problem.
Well, you know, there's also alcohol addiction. There's sex addiction, I understand from Tiger Woods, that's possible too. Does the government prohibit all of these activities just because a few people can't control themselves in some way? I don't think that that's a really rational way to look at it. And another thing is, we have a lot of state-sanctioned monopoly gambling outfits. New York, right. North Dakota have online gambling through their lottery systems, and I think that's a lot more problematic, actually, than allowing people to gamble online.
Matt, the FBI would find really problematic your position to legalize marijuana because of the law enforcement problems or criminality there. Also, the drug gangs would cost more than any fiscal revenue you think would come in from taxing marijuana. They say no way, you should not do it, and it would hurt the country's children as well.
Do you hear a lot of talk about the alcohol gangs that marauded the countryside? No, you did during the 1920s, because
there
was
prohibition
back there.
No, but Mexican cartels, no, wait a minute. There are cartels who are posing law enforcement problems who basically try to smuggle in pot into the United States, and it's a real
Certainly.
Serious issue with crime and with gangs. So that is a serious problem for the FBI.
No, but the prohibition creates the crime problem. It's not that the crime problem will go away in Mexico, for sure, but just like in alcohol, if you allowed for the cultivation of marijuana in America, you wouldn't have to smuggle it at high prices from Mexico. You could grow it in California and Oregon and tax it and regulate it, and prices would go down and all the violence associated with it.
You still have a black market and criminality.
But if it's legal, you're going to have less of a black market.
Right.
That's just a fundamental definition of terms.
Well, my dad agreed with that. Legalize marijuana. Matt, you and my dad were one and the same. Thank you very much. He said take the criminality out of it.
Well,
Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine.